How you doing, Jill? Welcome to the show.
You know when you, like, put the calendar out in front of yourself and you're like, wait a second, how did we get here?
Uh-huh.
It's crazy. I get you. I totally understand. It's like, wait, what?
I know.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
I mean, I'm just wondering how many people are ready for the holidays. I don't know.
Yeah. There are people who are very well prepared. They're unlike us.
Yeah.
Hey, this is the last week where we're really going to get any meaningful economic data.
Okay.
Just so you can maybe not even concentrate on it. I will concentrate on it, and I'll make sure that I'll report into you guys. But we have a jobs report that will be released tomorrow. Very weird, a Tuesday release. We usually get them on Fridays, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, remember, because of the government shutdown, there will never be an October jobs report. We're just never going to get that because there was no one to collect the information. And then for November, this is the catch-up one. So mm-hmm. we're going to get this November report. And it's coming out tomorrow. And it's very strange, Lisa, that I can, when you ask economists what they think will happen, uh-huh. the estimates are all over the place.
I mean, I was looking at some of what you sent, the
right?
monthly average job creation numbers off your blog today, which is fascinating, by the way. Yeah, we're below 2020 levels when it comes
to, I mean,
you
let's just big picture
yes.
labor market, okay? Before the pandemic, for those 4 years, we created about 180,000 jobs a month, and that was a growing economy. That
mm-hmm.
was a good, those were good numbers, right? 180 grand,
yep.
180,000 jobs a month. Pandemic hits, then we lose millions of jobs. So it's almost like take 2020 out of the picture because it's impossible. And while you're at it, you have to take 2021 and 2022 out of it because all the jobs that were lost in the pandemic in the beginning came back online in 21 and 22. So it's almost like those 3 years, 20, 21, 22, thank God we can just try to forget about it, although, you know, it's impossible.
Right.
Now, in 23 and 24, the job market started to look more like a normal job market where there was hiring. People wanted jobs. People were in the labor market. Like, things were looking much more, like, familiar, okay? In 2023, the U.S. economy created about 215,000 jobs a month, and in 2024 is about 170,000 a month. So now these are, like, normal-ish numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then this year, the first sort of 4 or 5 months, things look good, and then things look not so great. So through September, which is the last time we have numbers, the U.S. economy, on average, has created 76,000 jobs a month this year.
That is nowhere
now,
near enough.
But wait a minute. What
yeah.
if I told you maybe is?
Hmm.
This is what I want you to think about.
Okay.
Part of the reason that the numbers are low is that the way the labor market is measured is one is that there's this thing called the household survey.
Right.
And it says, you know, hey, is anyone in your house looking for a job?
Right.
And who has a job? Well, because of a lot of immigration policies, there are fewer people looking for jobs. A lot of those people are not looking for jobs, whether they are here legally or they are undocumented. There's many fewer people looking for jobs. And also, we know that companies are not hiring in huge ways because they're kind of waiting to see how the whole tariff thing shakes out.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look, put these two surveys together, you could say, well, wait a minute, maybe the economy only needs to create 60 or 70,000 jobs a month and still be considered a growing economy.
Hmm. That's an excellent point.
We don't know the answer. I wish I could tell you the answer. I don't know the answer. I'm just giving you like possible scenarios. So let's just put our heads together and say, you know what, let's presume that whatever the number is going to be that's released tomorrow, what's the important part of this? The important part is that the labor market is changing. We are not sure what's really going to stick in this labor market, meaning I don't know whether we are going to have a job market that really is sustainable at 50, 60, 70,000 jobs a month. But what I do know is that right now, if you are a young college graduate, 22 to 27 years old, it's harder to get a job than it has been in decades.
You read my mind, Jill, and that's sad. Being a college graduate, yeah, it hurts. So
yeah, you
know,
you did everything you were supposed
to
do.
That's right.
I went to college. I got a degree. I think that the younger generation has
mm-hmm.
been much smarter about how they how they get a college degree. I think the debt levels are lower right now than they were, say, even 10 or 15 years ago.
And starting with community colleges, big difference.
Exactly right. But I do think that for these young college grads, the problem is that we're in a scenario where we call it a low-hire, low-fire environment, meaning companies are not hiring in a major way, but they're not laying people off in a major way. Mm-hmm. But because they're not hiring a lot, the big positions that usually are occupied early in career, they're harder to get. And so I think that what we've known is this is a trend that has developed over decades. It's not, it's AI. I don't know that it may be part of it, but it may not be. And what we do know is a lot of data out here that we know that it is really true that for decades leading up to the pandemic, college graduates usually had lower unemployment rates. They found jobs faster. They had more stable employment than high school graduates.
Mm-hmm.
But that the gap between having a college degree and not having a college degree, the advantage you used to have with a college degree, it's still there. It's just shrinking.
Yeah, it's eroding. I mean, I couldn't believe when I read that. But, you know, what I like that you ended your blog on, Jill, is that you said, over the course of a long career, college graduates, what?
They still earn more, and they do have better job stability.
See?
Just getting that first job is hard.
It is. It is. But I do think you're right about all the programs that people can take advantage of now that maybe were not in place or not as accessible when you and I were in school, and even before that, you know, so you need to check out Jill on Money because she has amazing insight into the economy, the labor market, what we're looking at as with regard to just finances in general. Jill, it is always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you so much.
Take care.